the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I'm calling you today from a cold and beautiful, sunny northern New Jersey here at the Magna New Jersey offices. And it's great to be back with you. What we've done today, we've lined up a couple of guests. I don't do this a lot, folks, but I'm going to bring on the CEO and founder of one of the top-ranked magnet microcap companies. Again, we don't bring on stocks to recommend them, but whenever I come across a very highly ranked, very interesting company that's run the right way with the right magnet numbers, we'll bring them on. So we're going to bring on Barry Sloan. He's from a really, really interesting and a great company. It's NewTek, and NewTek Capital works with all kinds of small companies. We'll share what their 100,000 customers get from NewTek. And then we'll also bring on at the bottom of the hour an old friend, Bob Spira, who likes to come on. Bob has more experience in the market than almost others. Want to find out, last time we spoke to him, Bob listed 37 reasons he couldn't sleep at night, and since then the market's done nothing but go straight up. I've been encouraging you the whole way to be invested throughout this market. We'll see what he sees. It's always good to get different points of view, but the one thing I do want to share is by being unemotional, by using a model that is diagnostic, which has asked the same questions for 25 years, we've stayed on the right side of the market. In fact, I like to joke that in January, we had a pretty good year in January already. It's fantastic. This market is the most unloved bull market that I've ever lived through. It's a market where people want to tell you daily what wants to come down. But the most bullish thing, a stock, a market, a sector, a asset class, the most bullish thing it can do is actually go up. So where are we? We're at new highs, folks. We're at new highs and basically everything you can find. They'd like to talk about NASDAQ 5000. But even that's a silly story because really it peaked at 3,000 and then jumped to 5,000 a couple months and collapsed. But the unweighted, the Wilshire 5,000, the Russell 3,000, even the New York Stock Exchange, the Dow Jones, if you factor in dividends, folks, it hasn't even been a bad ride for the last several years. But we're at new highs. More importantly, though, this thing called Magnet, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Oh, by the way, it's 2:14. Let me wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. I hope you bought flowers, chocolates. I hope you get what you want today, tonight. But the point is, tomorrow's the 15th of the month, and why do I love the 15th every month now? Well, the American Association of Individual Investors updates their monthly numbers. They've been tracking Magnet now for many, many years, and in fact, since over the last 10 years, again, I don't manage money for AAII, and they don't have my exact formula, and I do not consult to them, but using the Magnet formula that's spelt out right in my first book, which they've read and interviewed me on, the Magnet Simple Quantitative Approach has a mind-blowing annualized number. It's ranked fourth in the nation by them with a 26% annualized return. I know what happened in January. Numbers were very, very strong. We may have jumped up into the number one ranking, in fact. Happy with number four. We're actually the only ones above us are not even in our industry. So to get to the point here, AAII.com, we'll have them on the show again soon. I just, in fact, submitted an article for their newsletter introducing something brand new. I hope they run it. But, folks, if you want your own portfolio scored, if you want to see how your existing portfolio, whoever's managing your money, you or another professional somewhere else, if you want those companies scored out on Magnet, and I could do this complimentary for you, we have a team to do this, give us a phone call, give us an email over at Magnet AE, 914-358-5588. Dial the phone now. We'll answer the call. We'll actually score your portfolio complimentary. If you want to know what our top-ranked stocks are, but even more importantly, what I've shared over the last couple of months is for a couple of years, I did step back and just manage my own and family money. We now have managed accounts where you could actually open up an account, see what we buy, see what we sell, see when we do it, and see it right on E-Trade with your own account on your own number. That's your account. Or, of course, I'm now managing a fund again. That's where my money will be, and you can have your money side by side, whether it's a managed account. But the key I'm trying to get at from this show from 7 years ago, we've had on the greatest value investors, the greatest momentum investors, we've had on day traders, we've had on the gambit of styles. This is exactly what I did. I went through a study to see the best managers, what they did, what made them different, and we created a unbiased quantitative model. We don't know what sector will be hot. We don't know what countries will go to war. We don't know the price of gold or oil or the stock market in 1 day, 3 years, 3 months, or 3 years for sure. But using the diagnostic question of, are there any companies that you can identify with accelerating profit margins, accelerating cash flow, accelerating revenue, with an uptrend stock price and all the other things that go into our quantitative process? Folks, this is why we're ranked so high on AAII since inception, 5 years, 3 years, 10 years. I'm very proud of that website because they continue to run it month in and month out. Tomorrow we get to see what Magnet picked, by the way, for them February 1st. So AAII.com, you should get a subscription if you don't. I think it's even run as a non-profit. It's tax deductible. But what I'm looking at in the paper today, and this is just a fantastic piece on IBD, page 2, it's already showing, you know, the S&P's up 6.6% for the year already. That's a pretty good return considering you're still getting 0.0.0 in the bank. Now, what's going to happen is, and this happens over time, the public actually peeked their head out. They're hearing about Dow 14,000. They hear about new highs in the unweighted. They know they're getting zero in the bank. And they say, is it a good time to invest now? No, still fiscal cliff, still debt, still this, still that. And then there's others even saying, oh, no, no, it is a good time to invest, but now we need a pullback, and then I'll invest. We need the market to go down a little bit, and then I'll get in. You know, that's how I'll do it. But, folks, I've been in this business 25 years. When the market does pull in, it's going to pull in on news. It will pull in on you name it. Missing nuclear missiles from Russia, Iran, North Korea, or maybe, who knows, you name it. Obama coughed. Next thing you know, people say, oh, no, now I can't get in. I know the market did pull back. I know I said I would get in when the market pulled back. Now I want to wait till it starts to go up again before I get in. And it's this dance which actually has been the trouble of individuals. So if you haven't gone and read my very, very first book, Magnet Investing, it talks about creating a plan. It talks about trying to understand who you are and develop a strategy. The last thing I would like to do, the last thing is to talk anybody into buying into the stock market, because those people tend to wake up in the middle of the night sweating on any given bad day and say, now I got to get out, I'm taking too much risk. What I'm talking about is developing a plan to help you sleep at night. If it's 0% in the bank, live with it and enjoy it if that's what you need to sleep. I know people like that. Other people diversify themselves, some stock, some bonds, some real estate, some insurance, private equity, whatever it is. But that thing called the stock market, whatever you have allocated towards the stock market should not generate average returns. That's the thing that has to generate above average returns. If Magna can help you, if it makes sense to you, what we've also done, by the way, in my books is highlight other investors, because there might be other styles of investing that make more sense for you. The only thing, in my opinion, that doesn't make sense is to read the newspaper, is to believe that there's zero inflation in this country. So it's okay if you leave your money at 0% in the bank, because you're not really losing to inflation anyway. But I have a feeling the people listening to this show have either been to the supermarket, been to the gas pump, paying for college, going to a movie, buying flowers or chocolate on Valentine's Day here. Are the prices the same they were last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago? You think they'll be the same in 5 or 10 years from now? Probably not. But the point I'm getting at is long-term solutions could only come from long-term actions, not hiding in the bank, waiting for the sky to clear. When the sky does finally clear, valuations will be much, much higher. It will be a very difficult environment. And at that point, individuals do come in. And at that point, it tends to be the wrong time one more time again. So, folks, try to get the discipline, try to get the emotions out of your head. Find some companies that are expanding their client base, expanding their margins, expanding their cash flow, and then I think you ought to go see a movie and kind of forget about everything else. What I want to do next, we're going to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back on. We're going to bring on one of the most interesting companies and one of the great managers. It's going to be the chairman, the president, the CEO, Barry Sloan's coming to us from Newtek Business Services, Inc. We'll find out what's driving the Magnet score, what's driving the business. We'll be right back with Barry following this quick break.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. And, folks, Investing in the stock market is not about predicting the next Fed governor or predicting interest rates. It's about really, in my opinion, identifying the best individual companies, what they do, and what makes them so good. A couple of weeks ago, I went to a conference, a small cap conference that had 75 different companies presenting. You know me by now on the show. Before I went, I scored out all the public companies attending. The highest scoring company was a company called Newtek Business Services, Inc. It's a NASDAQ company that goes under NEWT. And I'm very proud right now. I'm very happy to bring on right now the founder, the chairman, the CEO, the president. It's Barry Sloan reaching us from New York. And Barry, thanks so much for joining us today.
Jordan, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's really a pleasure. And, you know, when I can bring on the CEO of the top-ranked companies, Barry, it's exciting to me. What I'd love you to do is Newtek does something I think that's fantastic. On one hand, people might be interested in the stock itself. If they are, I want to remind them, and I want to disclose, too, I own shares in the stock and managed accounts. I bought the stock for clients. I want to throw that out right away. This is not an endorsement or a recommendation of the stock. You need to do homework. It doesn't trade that actively. But the business itself has all the magnet numbers that I look for in accelerating revenues and margins. Barry, I want you to kind of back it up a little bit. You founded this company. Share with us exactly the services you provide and who you provide them to.
Sure, and we do appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Jordan. We've been in business privately since 1998, publicly since September of 2000. And Newtek, the small business authority, is positioned in the market to really provide financial and business services to what the Small Business Administration defines as 27 million business owners in the United States. Those 27 million business owners create about 50% of non-farm GDP and 75% of net new job growth. So small and medium-sized independent business owners are clearly an engine of the economy. And what we noticed at the beginning of our inception was that there really isn't a branded provider of financial and business products to help these business owners. So we set out to establish different business operating silos that all work together in one uniform manner to assist business owners. So what do? We lend money to small businesses. We are a non-bank small business lender. We actually are the largest government-guaranteed non-bank lender in the United States. We provide businesses e-commerce solutions. Although GDP and total retail sales are relatively flat, online sales are actually up 15 to 20% year over year. So what we do for businesses is we design websites, we host a website, we provide the payment gateway, and we're the processing agent. We also do payroll, just like ADP or Paychex, but our solution is 20% cheaper with a much better technological platform and other bells and whistles like a level of insurance in the event that there's an issue with payroll taxes. We're a 50-state licensed insurance agency, life, accident, and health, property, and casualty. If you have businesses that are very concerned about Obamacare, come to us for solutions and answers. Newtek, the Small Business Authority, is positioned to help business owners today navigate the tough waters.
Okay, and so let me throw something out. One of the things we look at, you know, in risks of companies, Barry, and all companies are risky, stocks are risky. I always remind people this is not, you know, investing in government bonds. But one of the things is if you're reliant on only a couple of companies as your customers, they can actually play hardball with you and really change your dynamics. I think the thing that I recognize is you are servicing thousands and maybe I think somewhere around 100,000 different customers providing all these services in different industries, and I think that is certainly not the risk. What I think that your fingers on the pulse, Barry, of small businesses. We're hearing nobody wants to borrow, nobody wants to lend. I do believe, in fact, that not only is that false, but maybe this is an area where your business is significantly picking up.
Well, as a business owner, when you hear like we're in a recession or a depression, they're talking about GDP being flat, down 1 or 2%. You know, that's off of a $16 trillion number. So there's a lot of business to be done. you know, in the marketplace. You've got a, fairly robust economy and a big market. So from our perspective, yeah, we'll do better in an up market with better economic growth, but there's a tremendous amount of economic activity with small business. And what we do is we provide new enhanced technological solutions. Frankly, we're lending money to small businesses when banks are pulling in their horns due to regulatory concerns and bad portfolios. There's plenty of business to be had out there. So, you know, from our perspective, we've established these business lines that are all integrated. Business owners that do business with us know that they can buy one or more products from us. In some cases, they're bundled and they can get discounts. But we're very well positioned in the market to service a very significant portion of the economy.
Right. And you know, Barry, your point is so well taken. A $14 trillion economy doesn't need to grow that much to find a lot of business out there. But I think one of the things that kind of strikes me, and running my own business, you know, I'm a money manager, but, you know, you need to focus on other things too, like your billing, like your receivables, like your taxes, like your payroll. And I think that people get inundated with these small things. And so to make it really clear what you are and who you are, I think you step in to provide these services. I want to disclose something to the listeners also. When I saw you talk and I saw the company and I studied and I saw the magnetic numbers, folks, I actually asked Barry to call on my brother and sister's family business. They have a nice big bridal shop in New York. But people need help running the business. They might be really good at their business, but not have the ability to plug all the holes and all the changes. And I think, Barry, one of the things I'd love maybe you want to share from the service side is kind of this new product you have out that's part of the MAGNIC, by the way, acronym when there's a new product. And I think you have something that allows people to track their business on the internet and their web traffic in a level probably that doesn't exist elsewhere right now.
Well, Jordan, we appreciate that. What we did in December is we launched a product called the New Tech Advantage. And if you go to our stock symbol, NEWT, you look at press releases, we did announce a release of the New Tech Advantage. What the New Tech Advantage does is it gives a business owner the ability to have all their critical business applications and functions at their fingertips. Business owners are going to run their businesses from smartphones and tablets, meaning that all the critical information, their payroll, their insurance information, their payment processing information, their web traffic statistics, a business owner today, they're mobile, they want to be able to get that data right from an iPad or a tablet. The New Tech Advantage is designed to, as we provide that service to the customer, to drive the information right to a business owner's tablet. So if you're using the New Tech Advantage, you can get real-time payment processing data, real-time web traffic statistics. We will shortly roll out our payroll solution, which will be in the cloud, insurance agency, which will be in the cloud. You know, and the cloud is a fancy term for just basically saying your data isn't on-premise. And no business should have their data on-premise, particularly with cybersecurity and issues today. Data should be secured in a military strength-proof facility. New Tech has a military strength-proof facility in one of the best locations in the United States, Phoenix, Arizona. No hurricanes, no storms, no snowstorms, et cetera, no flooding. Certain locations like Las Vegas and Phoenix are great for data centers. So if you do business with New Tech, that's where your data is. That's where the applications are run. Everything is safe and secured. Business owners, you can get that information right to your tablet.
Well, and I saw it run, and again, what I like to do a lot of times, Barry, I have a quantitative model. If a stock ranks up where it does, I want to know, is there a one-time thing that happened? Was there a lawsuit? Was it this? Or, in fact, is it a new product, and is it more sustainable? So what I want to remind everybody, investing is a very personal thing, your risk tolerance. When you get into small cap and micro cap stocks, these are not stocks to trade. These are stocks to look at if you like their business, understand their business, and think it's going to grow over time. This is where I believe the biggest money is made, not in day trading, and identify the young and up-and-coming companies. There's no promises, there's no guarantees. But, Barry, when I see the one of the highest ranked stocks with a lot of relative strength. The stock is doing quite well right now. But I think the main thing, the reason I wanted to bring you on the show is I saw the way you run the company, the numbers on the company, and I think what we need to hear more and more so is not about the percentage of people not working. We are, frankly, there's 90-plus percent of people looking for a job that are working. It's a $14 trillion economy. I know when I drive into the city, there's traffic everywhere, Barry. I think people are going to work, right?
People are going to work. Things are being created. The country is moving forward. You know, it doesn't always go up in a straight line. There's a lot of reasons to be optimistic. There's a lot of business opportunities, a lot of business opportunities.
But I also want to share, you know, since I've come across and owned the stock, you guys do a lot of news releases. I think you are actually one of the sources that come on different media to talk about either polls or maybe you want to share. Here's what I want to do because we're going to run out of time. Maybe what I want to do is you've taken a business approach of service to business, service to small business. I'd love you to share some of the statistics right now that the media is counting on from you to release on a monthly basis. And then while you're doing that, Barry, share the ticker one more time is NEWT. Maybe you want to share a website or you want to share information where people could either interested in the services of the company for their business, or maybe they're interested in the public stock. And also on the way out, define what you mean by small business and what kind of size company should be contacting you for your services.
Sure. Our website is THESBA.com, THESBA Small Business Authority. So THESBA.com. On our website, you can see all of our different business services, and you could fill out a brief form that we can contact you, and you'll have a specialist call you immediately. Also on our website, we put out a monthly survey where we survey over 1,000 businesses and independent business owners, talk about things like taxation, hiring, confidence, Obamacare. So you'll have a good feel for what business owners are thinking and doing. We also produce a business index, the SB Authority Business Index. Every month you can take a look at the health of the small business economy in a snapshot. So on our website, a lot of information. There's also investment information on the investor relations section of our website. We have over 100,000 business accounts that use one or more of Newtek's business services. And we appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today, Jordan.
Good. That's 100,000 different small businesses already using the services. I think, Barry, you're one of America's success story. You founded the company. It's $130-plus million in revenue. Lots of employees working for you. Who said America doesn't work, Barry? I want to really appreciate you and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Great to be here.
All righty. And, folks, we need to take a quick break from the sponsor. Again, not a recommendation. Great guy, great company. Look up the stock. Take your time. This is nothing to trade. It's more of an investment and disclosure again. I do own some shares. I'm proud to own them. Let's take a real quick break. We're going to be right back with Bob Spira. Bob's going to join us on his take on what he's seeing both in the media and stuff that hasn't got in the papers quite yet. We'll be right back with Bob Spira, and a big thank you again for Barry Sloan. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. We're with Bob Spira. Bob's joined us a number of times. He's the chairman of Chapman Spira Carson, and here in New York City, and probably one of the most experienced and knowledgeable investors I have ever met. Bob, thanks so much for joining us again today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love to be on the show.
Well, we're pleased to have you, Bob. The thing that our listeners have found over time is you tend to talk about things that are not on page one, but on page one, in a week or two after you talk about them, I know you love the international scene. I know that you're kind of reading things that people don't have access to everywhere. And unfortunately, too much stuff keeps you up at night. But, you know, the market keeps moving. Maybe things are just complacent right here. And I got my dog. Maybe people are just complacent, or maybe they're just not thinking about what they need to be thinking about. Share with us right now, Bob, what's around the corner? Are things getting better, or are we in another calm before another storm?
Well, in reality, I don't think things have gotten better. I think people are hoping that they get better. And of course, the stock market deals in hopes and prayers rather than reality. It's always trying to anticipate. And that's why you buy it. So, right, we've gone through a period where investors thought there was going to be inflation. And the stock market is probably one of your best hedges in the world against inflation because it goes up with prices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way of hedging your bets.
Right, but, you know, so let's talk about something. I have been accused of being way too optimistic, you know, always thinking the sky is going to clear. I don't really believe that. I know that there are times clearly when the market is in shambles, the advanced decline line is negative, number new lows are popping out. It certainly doesn't look like that right now, but I think that internationally what we're all still worrying about is the big economy, the global economy. Let me ask you something most people don't have a handle on to your level. You talk to me, you talk on the show about a huge contraction and problems coming in China a couple of years ago. Well, their market has taken a huge dive, slowdown, but now you're starting to hear about maybe it getting better. Are things going to continue to improve in China, or maybe is there some political instability there we need to be worried about?
Well, instability or not doesn't matter. What's happened is China has dropped the price of their goods, literally, by 20%. And why have they done it? They haven't done it as a favor to us. They've done it to remain competitive with the world. And what's happening to China is that they were paying their people nothing. Now the people want to get paid. They want to have a middle class over there. And so Chinese goods today come from Vietnam and Bangladesh. Bangladesh is probably making more of China's stuff than any other country in the world, more than China. And so Bangladesh is your next country that's going to go through a Chinese rebirth. And you'll see that go out of the dredges, which they're in. They're probably the poorest nation on earth, but they're a very large nation. And they have a free trade agreement with China. And Vietnam was in the same position. They're pretty well out of that. So you don't have the same number of countries that are left where we can find that low-cost producer. But Bangladesh is who China has found. They're going to have some unemployment in China because they're farming their goods out, and they're getting very realistic about pricing their money. So that's,
okay, so
that's
we really can't look for China to be the engine of the rest of the world. But one of the things I've talked about, and it's, I'm glad you brought up Bangladesh here, there's all kinds of what I believe of a middle class swelling around the world who for the first time can actually get two meals a day, who actually want to do anything that they could possibly do to make the world better for their own kids and the next generations. And so I see the world demand actually continuing to grow, while all you really hear about is this kind of micromanagement. Are we about to have another recession or talk like that? Isn't the middle class around the world growing by leaps and bounds?
Well, it's growing in reverse. A middle class that we have in the United States, for example, and I think you're typical of Europe and the United States, has been growing backwards, and your buying power is less than it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. So if you're saying that the middle class is growing, yeah, more people may be in it, but the people that are in it have less money.
So oh, you mean so the middle class is growing from
changing.
The upper class, moving down into the middle class?
Some people escape. Some people escape the middle class and go into the upper class. And where is the upper class? I don't know. And when I grew up, being a millionaire was more than enough. Today, if you're not a billionaire, you don't even get into the list. So the same thing is happening in your list of very rich people. And so it takes a lot more money to be very rich today than it did in the old days. And that's what inflation does. They're all words. We're going to have what we used to call a stagflation, where nothing happens, where prices really stay the same or go down. The oil price is starting to top out. We will be an exporter within 5 years. There'll be more than enough oil with these new developments that they found by going deeper and drilling differently. Mm-hmm. With higher technology, you can find more. All these things that we held so sacrosanct are not sacrosanct. They were mere words that have changed dramatically in the last several years. So oil was gold. No longer going to be gold in 5 years. Maybe a lot less.
Right, but you did bring up the thing that I tried to bring down the discussion of investments to the most simple discussion and decision point. Either you're going to be a lender or you're going to be an owner. And if you're going to be a lender, you're going to lend your money to the federal government, either 0% or 1% of corporate bonds. There's really no yield in fixed income. If you were going to say, well, look, I do want to be an owner, you might not trust the stock market, you might gold, you mentioned oil. Do you think for someone 3 or 5 years out who's not going to read the newspapers on a day-to-day basis to find out what price they could sell at, where would you tell these people to try to look? What asset classes, not which stocks, but what asset classes, what countries, where do you think people should be really looking to invest, not trade?
Well, if you want to know where the money's going to flow, it's going to flow back in the United States, and it's going to flow from China. They've got, as we all know, trillions of dollars worth of our debt, and they're not going to be holding that debt any longer. They're not making anything on it. Mm-hmm. So what have they got? Debt that's yielding them 1%? I mean, that's silly. So what they're going to be doing, and they've just about announced it, is that they're going to be in negotiations with this country, and they're going to be buying our industries. And so we're going to be the farmers of the world down the road. China will be the industrialist. It'll take a while till you get that change. But it bodes fairly decently for the stock market in that many of these companies, China will have a better use for them possibly than we do. China at least will keep its people working. They've got their own employment problems, especially now with them farming out all their goods. So they've got to go hire an iron tech. And how many PhDs are they turning out a year over there? I think it's at least 10 times the number we are. So the world's a new world.
The world is definitely changing. So let me do this too, because you've been really seeing things around curves, and I'm not asking for things that you're not comfortable in sharing yet, but if you were to make a bold political prediction, global prediction, something nobody's talking about right now, so that you could say, hey, I said it right there on Voice America, on Magnet Investing with Jordan back on February 14th. And by the way, happy Valentine's to you, Bob. Tell me what you want to, and, you know, it may not come through, but something at least people ought to be thinking that might happen that might impact their lives or their investment decisions.
Well, two things that China's going to do, and I think we're going to be more impacted by what they do than what anybody else in the world does. The first thing that they're seriously talking about is putting their dollar, the yuan, onto a gold standard. And that would then make them the oil trade for their dollars as opposed to the United States. So the whole world deals in American dollars when they buy or sell international goods primarily, and especially oil, which is probably the biggest number that trades. China would like to get that back and also have the float that our Treasury gets, and that's a massive, massive number. And so they can just move their money from where it is now, which is in U.S. bonds, into gold, back their currency with gold, and they don't lose very much. Their 1% interest rate, their 1.5%, whatever the number is, what are they losing? So I think there's some serious possibilities that they will go in that direction, give them a stronger currency, give them control. I mean, just like we've had control for the last 100 years, I think it gives China the control. The other thing that I think that you're going to see is China will create its own manual for the goods and services, or primarily the goods that it produces. So when you have a 220 line, or you have 100 bolts, or you have a wire cable, all this stuff is thought out by all the manufacturers. They all get together and they say, what is going to be the normal cable size, and how much copper is in it, and how much lead, and how much zinc, and whatever, what's it made out of? So that everything is standardized here pretty much. My plug fits into his outlet, right? And if China changes the outlet that is necessary, and it only works on their goods, and they become the producer of last resort, or let us say that they tell Bangladesh or wherever else they're producing that we're only going to make things for our outlets, well, that immediately stymies our business. And so that is very easy to do when you become the world's largest manufacturer. So I think that's going to happen as well. They're going to make up their own rules.
All right.
And they're not benevolent people at all.
Let's hold it off here, Bob. So let me do this. Let me thank you for joining us. And Bob has now described the new ultimate power grab. Just change the currency.
That's
change the plug, and you made a power grab.
But both things will.
Right. No, really interesting on the currency side. And Bob, again, by having your experience thinking outside the box, I think you come to things that most people don't. Do you want to share your website today?
Well, ChapmanSpiro.com, www.ChapmanSpiro.com. Only philosophical things. We don't recommend stocks particularly. We do recommend thoughts.
Right. And, Bob, what I've had to say is the more business cycles you see, the more open-minded you see them, the more you can anticipate the future. I think you are probably one of the most plugged-in international guys I've ever met. I want to thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again really soon, okay?
Thanks a million, Jordan. Have a nice day.
All right, and happy thanks, happy Valentine's at home to you. Folks, we'll take a really quick break here right now. We're going to wrap up Magnet Investing right after this. We'll be right back.
always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
All righty, and what I always like to do in this show is bring on other point of views. By the way, when Bob was last on, Bob talked about the things really concerning him. And, you know, the Stock Traders Almanac, who I've teamed up with Magnet AE, they see a bear market coming through sometime this year, and very similar to the last, say, 2 years, we get off to these great guns in January, February, and then you almost could have gone home for the rest of the year. That's the way the last 2 years have played out. What I want to do is I want to be a little bit less predictive. This is why I kind of teamed up with the Almanac. And by the way, if you want to have Jeff's advice or anything Jeff can help you with, we're sharing the same office in the World Magnet AE headquarters, 914-358-5588. But my point is you can't really predict the future. I don't believe you can. That's actually what empowered me. In fact, to really finally understand, I don't know the future. I didn't know who was going to win the Super Bowl. I didn't know who was going to win the election. But think about the ability to actually run a physical exam with 19 different criteria on each company and simply ask whose revenues, whose margins, whose cash flow is improving, which companies have the least debt to revenue, and all kinds of very unique ratios that we created at Magnet, most of which I disclose in my books. We don't disclose, obviously, how we weighed them in the final blend. But whether it's AAII.com, which ranks Magnet as the number fourth of all strategies they follow, whether it was Forbes magazine that profiled us and picked stocks and we picked stocks to see how they do versus each other, whatever the case may be, what I could pretty much tell you is before this year ends, there'll be some catastrophic news from different places in the world. There'll be times when the sky looks like it's falling. There'll be times right now where the sky is absolutely gorgeous and blue and you can't see anything coming, but something does anyway. If you can create a plan which allows you to sleep through the night or not at least wake up sweaty to change your plan, whether it's asset allocation, whether it's diversification, two things I address in my last book, The Magnet Method of Investing, or if it's a separate approach, a Warren Buffett approach, who spent $28 billion today taking out Heinz at a premium, the highest price ever paid for Heinz. And by the way, folks, in my book, I share the very, very first stock I ever bought was a few shares of Heinz as an 8-year-old. Folks, it is amazing to see Buffett couldn't care less right now if they try and South Korea, North Korea, Bangladesh, you name it. What he realizes is tomorrow, this afternoon, the next day, a lot of people all around the world are going to get a hamburger with French fries. A lot of them, not everybody, a lot of them are going to put ketchup on it. That's what Heinz is all about, building a brand that gets bigger and bigger and bigger, has a moat around it. Really nice to see this transaction take place. But if you could kind of clear your mind from the day-to-day. Folks, I want to share something. When I first got in the business, and this is 1986, and I was in the bond market, you're really worried about inflation. Well, every day alternated between whether there's going to be inflation or recession. By the end of the week, you didn't know what you owned anymore. And that happened week after week. I said, you have to be able to think a little further. Now, I just helping right now my 16-year-old with his learner's permit to drive his car. Well, if you look over the hood of the car, you know you're going to pass that point within literally seconds. So you need to pick your eyes up. You need to look in the horizon. And somehow by looking into the horizon while you're driving your car, you head off in that direction. Imagine if you handled your car the way you handle your portfolio, and people are literally looking over the hood of their car to see what they want to do next. You have people piling into each other, crashing every single day, all the time, by taking a little bit longer term. And I'm not talking, by the way, remember, if you've read my book, if you had seen me anywhere, if you've had my money, if you had me manage money for you, you know we don't believe in buy and hold. We also believe, though, once you identify the good from the bad, let it be. Run your portfolio like a garden. And when you have the flowering fruit, folks, one of the mistakes we learned by, I only wish I kept Heinz from 8 years old, you know? But I made a nice profit back then. I haven't owned Heinz for a while, but think of what happens when you actually get it right. You identify a company with long-term power. At that point, it's not how much money you have. It's how much money you have to give away. And that changes the story immediately. You're not thinking about what is my, you know, can I afford to buy this? Can I do this? Can I do that? It's how much can I actually give away at that point. So I think the thing that I love about our show here, you can complete a thought, you can bring on a guest and have them complete a thought. More importantly, you can go back in the archives and see what we were saying for the last 7 years. The different guests have come on. I think we've been outright consistent that if you could figure out what to own, if you could figure out something that has increasing cash flow, anything that will maintain your purchasing power, because when you go to the New York Knicks right now and you want to sit courtside, it's a far cry than when I was a little kid buying tickets to go see Pete Maravich. I got change back from my $5 bill when I bought a ticket. I wasn't sitting, by the way, on courtside. I was sitting up in the blue sections, but I was in the stadium for less than $5. The world has changed. It will continue to change. Folks, movies don't cost $5 anymore. I don't know what they cost in your neighborhood. There is creeping, continual inflation. The only solution is to own something, figure out what to own. If it is a publicly traded company, maybe you want to look at Magnet Investing. Maybe we can even help you. Maybe we can manage some of your money, and you could watch us on E-Trade, and you could do whatever you want in your account so we can compete and see a higher return or lower volatility. But get out there, get educated, get your head out of the newspapers, because the newspapers just want you to do one thing, which is read tomorrow's paper to find out what you need to do tomorrow. So all that is nonsense. I think that Voice America, by the way, continuing to innovate, moving to the internet digital TV spot, something I'm extremely excited about for them and working with them. Folks, if you have any recommendations for guests, any ideas for topics, anybody that we can help us help you, give me a call at 914-358-5588 or just give us an email over at jkimmel at magnetaed.com. E.com. Tomorrow I'll look at what the AAII numbers are. What's kind of amazing to me is in my very first book that came out in 1998, we said the back test on Magnet, if you just invested in the top Magnet stocks and rebalanced monthly, it would yield an uncommon 30% annualized return. I know the numbers sounded crazy. 15 years later, AAII has been doing exactly that. And what's their number that they show? Well, it was 26.8 going into last month. We had another great month. Let's see what it comes out to. It should be very, very, very close to that 30% number, unbelievably. That puts us at the top of the list. It makes us proud, but it also reminds us if you're going to manage money for real, it's you actually have to use your discipline. You have to be able to get your emotions, put them on the side, put your ego on the side, and then continue and repeat. So I want to basically say that this is an hour that we carved out 7 years ago. We're thinking about changing the time, but the only way we're going to continue to grow the show and build the show is if you tell us how we can help you and what you're looking for most. The only thing I could say is I hope I've gotten you out of the bank into something. If you're still in the bank and that's where you sleep best, continue to enjoy the show and enjoy the returns you get wherever you get. Let me wish everyone a great day. It's spring is coming. It doesn't look so out the window. It's cold. It's wet. It's snowy in northern New Jersey. But that's the time of year it is. So have a great week ahead. Have a profitable week. We'll see you right back here next week on Magnet Investing. And have a profitable week. We'll see you then. Bye now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio.